Red blood cells have an unusual shape, very different than most other cells. They have what's called, they're shaped as what we would call a biconcave disc, which means that they're disc-shaped, but they're concave on both sides, top and bottom. And so it's kind of like a donut where the hole isn't completely punched through. It just becomes very thin in the middle. So red blood cells have a biconcave shape. They also lack a nucleus. During their development, they get rid of their nucleus, and this contributes to allowing for the biconcave shape. But it also eliminates the DNA from the red blood cells, so they don't have a capacity to repair themselves, and this is part of why red blood cells need to be replaced fairly frequently. Because without a mechanism for repairing themselves, they do become damaged and basically wear out. There's some important significance to the structure of the red blood cell, this biconcave shape. The first is that it gives the red blood cell a very large surface area. And because of this large surface area, diffusion of gases is very fast and very it's very easy for gases to diffuse across the membrane of a red blood cell because of this large surface area. A second significance of the shape of the red blood cell is that it allows red blood cells to stack together on top of one another, sort of like plates in a stack, and this allows them to move smoothly through very narrow capillaries. So they're not likely to get stuck or to form a knot, so to speak. They just stack together and move through in an orderly way. And finally, the shape allows the red blood cells to bend and to flex easily. And this, again, allows them to move through very, very, very small capillaries as they're traveling throughout the body.